Blog Talk Radio.
All right, y'all. Shit. We gonna try this shit with Blog Talk again. So y'all can call in. I don't know if it, I ain't even got the phone plugged up. I don't know if it's gonna work right. But I think it is, because I'm not using my Rodecaster. Man, do I have something for you today. A lot of people don't realize what it takes to show that you got it. Now, I don't claim to be the shit. But I know I'm somewhere there. I'm somewhere there because I know I got it. I show it in my walk. You know it because it's in my walk. It's in my moves. It's in the things I think because I got it. It's in the, actually, in a way, we hold a motherfucker spellbound when we speak to him. And that shows him that we have it. It's in our eyes because we got it. I'm talking about motherfuckers. It's in our fucking dress. It's in the different ways we smell because we got it. There's all kinds of ways to see you got it. It's something you can't figure out, but we got it. Motherfuckers like me have it. Now, what is it, you ask? What is in my fucking walk, my moves, my conversation, my eyes, my clothes, my smell? This ism, this knowledge, is the way I utilize what I know in my everyday life. We have it, people like me have it, because it's in us. It ain't on us. Sure, we had to go learn it, so we went out and learned it. It was on us at first, but we stayed down and it became a part of us. It was in us. What I'm saying is this. I long for the days that you didn't have to fucking ask some motherfucker what they do. Whatever it was, this fool represented it in the way he dressed. I had motherfucking gangster goddamn friends. And those niggas always had on loose clothing so they can hide their goddamn weapons. I had D-boy friends, and them fucking schoolboy-looking niggas had so much money, it was pathetic. I'm only just going to say it like this. When I came up, there were real men. Niggas who didn't scream shit, they ain't screaming a motherfucking thing. These motherfuckers were gentlemen to the max and didn't have a punk bone in their motherfucking body. And what I'm saying is real men had a conversation to match with any other person who wanted to talk. Hustler, politician, motherfucking police, whoever. And a nigga like me can defuse a problem some fool and mad at me. I could defuse that shit with a couple of words. You see, I ain't scarred up. I ain't been shot as much goddamn shit as I talk. You can recognize a nigga like me by the look on my motherfucking face and the style of my goddamn hair. But mostly, and this is what we're going to talk about, it was the flair. It was the flair we had. We had a flair that really got us noticed. And you want to know what was so cold about it? We had women, these other motherfuckers playing dope boys or whatever, these other motherfuckers would die for to take care of. If only she would be with him. And they hated us because we had the bitches home, paying us to be with us. Come on, man. I know you don't see the killer in that, but them dope boys seen it. Them dope boys would sell their right arm to have some of the hoes we had. And if you look at it, you can see why squares and other hustlers alike are so jealous of us. You got to understand, we are fucking monsters. We are, in the worst sense and in the best sense. We had a too cold name with no cups, no capes, no canes, just straight-laced gang. That's where we was coming from. Now, I'm involved with other things. And coming, you know, check out Facebook. I check Facebook out sometimes. Not much anymore. Most of the time, I just get depressed. Because I'm not bigger than Facebook, but I've outgrown it. It was a very important part of my life, but now these videos are the important part of my life. And SWU is my life. It never fails. Some sucker, you know, want to lock horns with me about some shit. And it's always about their version of the game. So what I'm saying is, sometimes I entertain the shit. You know, we go back and forth. And it may seem like we having an argument or whatever. Which, you know, sometimes I get pissed. But, you know, I be talking shit. But it also never fails that the sucker had an invisible career. So what I'm saying is, how the fuck can you legally try to match wits with me and you don't even have a career that's visible? You know, after I explain that to them motherfuckers, most time they leave me alone. Because my shit stands for itself. So when the motherfucker gets to talk shit, look, motherfucker, what you want? You want a medal or a goddamn chest to pin it on? See, right there, I just called him a punk. And he don't know it. He just think I'm talking shit. I'm just saying, man, you got to know how to do your thing. See, every person with a map can do just about any other shit you motherfuckers do, because all you do is name cities and places. The only thing this motherfucker did was name some fucking streets that we pimped on. Motherfucker didn't claim, he didn't name one nigga that can stand up for him, one motherfucking hole he really had, and one city his name rang in. But he want to match wits with me. So, like I say, sometime I do it and sometime I don't. But I was out there, and I damn sure didn't hear a word from now one of them invisible motherfuckers. So, as I said, all of the statements these motherfuckers make to me concerning what I do and who I am, they I would imagine they're not trying to be politically correct. But as far as pimping credentials, you got to come correct if you want to fuck with me. And for the last 20 years, on the business tip, you got to come correct if you want to fuck with me, because, yeah, I ain't had no hoe in 20 years. I ain't trying to claim some shit I ain't doing. I'm just a monster still because I did that. Because I did it for real. you should understand motherfuckers be sounding like hiding haters. Hiding behind, I presume, your success as an entrepreneur, because a lot of motherfuckers fucking with me are businessmen and want to tell me how I should do it. I don't know what make them want to do that, but they do. They want to tell me about my shit. They want to tell me how to do it. But what I want to tell you motherfuckers is that whatever you got, good shit. That's what I say. Good shit, man. If you can make some money on it, make some money on it. If you can't, get it where you can. Because, well, listen, I don't think you can't do shit other than fuck with me. You can do whatever the fuck you want to do anytime you want to do it. Hey, I forgot. God damn it, I hold some calls. Look, no fucking calls. Well, you guys kill me. I guess I'll stay on this phase. Yeah, my shit is on. Okay. I'm just saying, man. Businessmen, entrepreneurs, are individuals that believe in themselves. Some of them ain't got no fucking confidence. They believe in what they're selling or what they're doing. Woo-woo. So with, I ain't gonna get in the motherfuckers' mix. Shit. Motherfuckers get in mine. Fucking with me. And don't, you know, I ain't mad or nothing. I'm just saying, if you want to claim an invisible career of gain, and you want to talk to a motherfucker like me, have at it. I'm just going to think you're a liar. So I ain't going to have no respect for you. All of us real motherfuckers can tell a fake motherfucker claiming some shit in the game. Because you all do the same thing. You claim shit that cannot be proven, and you never have one pimp friend who could vouch for you. What kind of pimp is that? As a man, same thing goes. If you don't fuck with other alpha motherfuckers, how can you claim to be one? So the shit is very obvious. And when it's not obvious, it's because you're not paying attention to what's going on. Most of you motherfuckers, fake-ass motherfuckers, who couldn't tempt, I guess you went into business. I don't know. You should have did that from Jump Street. Because, this is a lifetime motherfucking you volunteering for a lifetime commitment when you fuck with this gang. Damn, I got heartburn. So I have to eat this Rolaids so it can help me. It does help me. What I'm really fucking thinking is that motherfuckers like me become a target. And the reason you become a target is because niggas be tripping on you. Because they can't understand why you are still going. They can't understand why never changing my format. I'm still doing something. So this is the same way with us living. I ain't changing up for no bitch. Or no nigga that didn't come to town or police or whatever the fuck. I'm staying the same way because I'm here to stay whenever I get into something. And by the way, motherfucker, I didn't have a video camera following me around. I didn't have none of this goddamn shit you motherfuckers got. If you want to be a motherfucker in Tennessee, but you living in Kansas, shit, all you got to do this film on your phone and put it on this fucking social media, and people gonna say they know you. And then if that's your celebrity, you know, cool. I ride in the town and motherfuckers really know me. I don't do that no more. Shit, I ride in the town now. Motherfuckers say, who's that old motherfucker? As soon as I say Rosebud, the pimp? Oh my God. Really? My fucking pimp hand had exposed all you know of me way before I was on any documentaries or videos. I know, man. You're way too big to expose yourself on the documentary. That's what they was telling me. Man, why would you do that, man? The feds, woo-woo. Dude, you guys can be in that dream fucking world if you want to. I ain't saying nothing about how much money I got or I made. All I said was I made something. I ain't stupid. But you see, it was several motherfuckers on there that went to jail. That's right. Because they was exposing way too much. Trying to outdo the next motherfucker. See, this is another thing. I think the reason I was so fly on American Pimp documentary is because I was the first one to come out with the conversation about caring about bitches. Man, I used to like my motherfucking bitches, man. How the fuck you gonna pimp on some bitches and have a motherfucking bitch do every motherfucking thing you want whenever you want her to do it and not like that bitch? Come on, man. 443, what's up, brother?
What's going on, OG? I appreciate
it. Nothing, man. What's up with you?
I'm good. I'm good. I've been hearing. I said I'm good, OG. My fault. I don't know if you can hear me or not, but I've been hearing you talk real game to the young ones out here. You know, I left the game a couple years ago on my own cognizance because I realized that, you know, this shit was really in me, not on me. So you know, a bitch making money for me was nothing for me to understand that, you know, it's real money out here to be made, and that if a bitch ain't with the program, then a motherfucker's still gonna be eating. You know what I'm saying? But you know, a lot of niggas out here asking questions and shit, but I got a few people who don't understand. I had to go through it myself. So, like, when she out here paying and pimping on some real shit, though, and the bitch bringing that money back, but then her rag, you know, that rag start bleeding. And motherfucker,
bro,
like,
what's your question?
My question, I want you to explain it now, how you get a bitch to keep paying and pimping when she's still on that rag. You know, a lot of people don't understand that it's really
you talking about how to
have a
bitch
on
and see on her period?
Exactly. I had to deal with that.
Bro, listen, man. Listen. Whatever you're saying and however you're talking, you got a fucked up connection. But I don't talk in code, man. If you talk about periods, nigga, say period. When the bitch got her motherfucking period, you say, listen,
that's
man.
What I'm talking about. I talk about that, OG. I talk about periods. Niggas
man.
Out here.
I'm
talking about periods. All right.
And let me finish talking, man. Goddamn, I sit here and listen to all that bullshit you saying. You ain't no pimp nigga, man. You ain't no pimp nigga, man. Listen, I mute you, man. I don't give a fuck about a motherfucker. Listen to me, man. You ain't no pimp nigga, because every pimp know the bitch gonna bleed once a month. Bitch, I don't care if you got to take them fucking sponge rollers and put that sponge up in there. Take your ass to work. Your mouth ain't bleeding, bitch. Your motherfucking hand ain't bleeding. What the fuck are you talking about something bleeding? Now, nigga, what you got to say? Every pimp know that.
Yeah, pimp, I understand that. My bitch already know that. You know, the bitch bleeding,
well,
she motherfucker.
Why this question?
Because I know motherfuckers out there don't know how to answer the questions that need to be answered.
Man, that was a fucked up rank question that ranked you. That made you a sucker, man. Why would you want to bother?
A lot of niggas don't know how to get past level one. Said a lot of niggas don't know how to get past level one out here.
Is it your job to show them?
Not even.
So what I'm saying, man, if a nigga don't know, he ain't supposed to know.
He ain't supposed to know.
Hey, that's what's wrong with this motherfucking game. You asshole motherfuckers want to explain everything.
That ain't
if
my
a
job.
Nigga don't know, he ain't supposed to know because he ain't went out there to get the info.
That's a fact. That's a fact. But
so
I heard you on, you know,
you
on the other lines,
then?
A lot of my... I heard a lot of motherfuckers don't know what to ask you, OG. And a lot of questions out here that they really don't understand that come up in the game and shit. So they really think that this shit is some movie
check
shit.
This out, bro.
And then,
this
you
out.
Know what I'm saying?
Bro, just listen. What I'm saying is a lot of motherfuckers don't know what to ask me because they go ask me some punk shit like you just did, and I'm going to go off on them. That don't mean they shouldn't ask me shit. That mean they shouldn't quit being a punk. I'm gonna take it on my show, man. I'm not trying to turn no nigga out.
That's
I'm kicking game. If you already got it, we can kick it and you can understand it. But about me explaining it to a motherfucker that ain't got enough nuts to go out there and see it, I'm sending that nigga to his death.
That's a fact.
Yeah, well, you keep saying that's a fact, man, but you don't want to ask a goddamn question.
I'm not no nigga scared to ask him no question as you just explained, bro.
Bro, I didn't say you were scared. I said you asked the question, which was punk shit, because you trying to help some sucker that's scared to go get scared to ask me.
Yeah, you right, Rose. I'm just trying to let you know these niggas ain't really ready for a lot of shit that they think
hey,
they
listen,
is, bro.
Brother,
you know what I'm saying?
Hey, don't you think I know that? Why do you think I go so hard? I don't want no punk.
That's a fact, OG.
I don't want no punk motherfucker asking me shit. You got to be about it or not. And if you about it, you ain't going to be asking no goddamn grade school questions. All right,
let me ask you some real shit, OG. Let me ask you some real
hold
shit,
on,
OG.
Hold
so,
on, hold on.
All right.
Hold on.
All right.
202, what's up, man?
Hey, what's going on, OG? Hey, I got a question to ask. You still on the phone?
No, come on.
Okay, all right. Well, look here, man. You know, I be listening to a couple of your little podcasts and shit, right? So, like, I was listening to one time when you were speaking about, you know, the 20th century man versus the 21st century man. My question to you is this, because I was thinking on this, right? How do you become a 22nd century man in the 21st century?
Now, this is something that is just as asinine as that motherfucker I was just talking to.
Okay.
How in the world are you going to predict what's going on fucking 80 years from now?
You can't predict that.
So why would you ask that?
Because the game, I feel like, is the insight to
it's because of what I just told this motherfucker. That's why you motherfuckers scared to talk to me. You ask ignorant fucking questions. Because if you would have thought about it, however old you are, in the 21st century, you'll be 100.
Mm-hmm.
So how you going to, I mean, in the 22nd century, you'll be 100. How the hell are you going to be a 20? Come on, man. You got to be
It sounds far-fetched, right? But listen to my ideology on this though, right? Now, I remember you was talking about like how the difference is in the 20th versus the 21st century man, right? So my thing is this, like combined, like fuck the 21st century, but just having that ideology to be able to just to be a master from the 20th century man, learning from a man like yourself, I feel like having that level up on knowledge, like how you saying like you'll be 100 years old, 100 years old for wisdom. Matter of fact,
what you forgetting is you ain't gonna do none of that goddamn shit you talking. You ain't hardly trying to live like a 22nd century man. You just trying to make sense out of the stupid shit you ask. So why don't you stop lying to your goddamn self and start telling yourself the truth? You want to be a real whatever man it is, but if it's anything, it must be a 20th century man. Because you see this 21st century punk motherfuckers wearing dresses, putting the makeup on, you know, letting bitches lead them by the leash, all kind of shit. You don't want to be that nigga. Well, how the fuck you know we going to be the same kind of men in the 22nd century? That's 80 years from now. Do you know how much we have changed in 80 years?
Man, whole fucking lot. Whole fucking lot. like the understanding as far as like what it means to be a man, especially in my earth.
Hey, bro, get some game, man. That shit you talking ain't doing nothing but help you running from the game, running from the real knowledge. Because instead of you getting the real knowledge, well, what about if it's like this? Yeah, okay, nigga, it can't be like that till you get to what you need now.
Hey, OG, I got a question.
What's that?
Hey, OG, how you feel? I want to ask you one question. How was you running with the boys of the International Pimping Crew? And you know how you feel about you said what, OG? You ain't fuck with the IP? And how you feel about Gorilla versus Finessing? So you know we Atlantic City Murder Vista division over here, like East Side. So we more Gorilla with it. But when the bitch start acting, you know, not acting right how she supposed to, you know, throw a little finesse on it. But you know how people feel like finessing is straight, you know, sucker shit at the same time where you doing too much compromising. What's your perspective on, you know, Gorilla versus finessing and, you know, how were you when you was in it?
Come on, man. Come on. I was a real
I'm
pimp.
Just saying, OG.
I
know,
man.
How it go.
Can I fucking
talk
when you ask me something and I start talking, nigga? I was a real pimp. I didn't separate that bullshit. I went gorilla when I need to be gorilla, and I did finesseful shit when I needed to be finesseful. 90% of the time, I was motherfucking finesseful. But don't fuck with me, because that 10% coming out. Period. Pimp nigga don't hide shit from damn bitch. Don't give a fuck where he at about this, some nigga talking about some gorilla shit. Nigga, you better take that shit to the jungle. I don't give a fuck about your gorilla bullshit. That's how you handle that, bro, with your no pimping ass. Hey,
that's a fact. Gorilla die, you heard?
202. That wasn't
yes, sir.
You. So let me keep talking to you, man. I'm trying to get
okay,
you.
Okay, go ahead. I'm
trying to get you to understand, man, you do see there's some improvement needed in you. But it ain't the far-fetched bullshit you saying. You saying shit that cannot happen. Listen to me, man. Most people, when they say, man, you know, I want to do this, and it takes 10 things to get it done, they most likely start out with the hardest thing to do. You know why they do that? Because they don't want to do
difficult.
It. They don't want to do it. They lying to themselves. Because if you really want to do something to take 10 things, you're going to knock the ones you can do out the way because you really want to do it. Then you're going to take the least hardest one, then you're going to work up to the hardest one till you got them all done. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
All right, brother.
Thank
you
for letting me know. Get the game,
y'all know
man.
Me.
Come to play.
Y'all know me, man. I go hard, man. But, you know, I love you, motherfuckers. I don't care if you ask me something.
Man. OG, that's
nah,
how
I appreciate
call.
It, OG.
Because I wanted
nah,
that.
Go.
Yeah,
you know what
yeah,
I'm saying?
Yeah.
Get my young ass mind on the right state. You know what I'm saying?
That's exactly what you need to do, brother, is fucking with me. You're going to do it. All right,
hey,
y'all.
I'm going to see your class in July, though, big dog.
Get in, man. All
right.
All right, you guys. Thanks. See, that's some good shit. Because you hear me screaming, them niggas wasn't punks. But I'm talking shit to punk them off. Why? Because they really on my show. And what I'm saying is I ain't trying to diss them niggas off. I'm trying to make them be right when they say whatever the fuck I say mouth. Because that's where it begins, motherfuckers. It begins with what you say. And that, and you using these words, some kind of slick word. That bitch don't know what the fuck you mean. That's why you got to talk in plain English in as many three-letter words as you can. You can get this, don't you? Maybe you ain't going to do it like that, but that's how plain it got to be. Because if it ain't plain, the bitch ain't understanding. The bitch is going along with your conversation. That's why when you get to where you're trying to go, the bitch says, uh-uh, that ain't what I'm talking about. Because the bitch didn't understand what you're talking about from Jump Street. Because you didn't hear. man, we got to understand life. We can't let life live us. We have to live life. Now, I went to bed last night, and when I woke up this morning, I just had this shit on my mind. These niggas talking about corporate pimping. You know, whatever. What I'm saying is, see, this is why the game is so fucked up. Corporate, whatever they do, whoever they hire or have working for them, corporate pays them. Corporate reach in their bank and pay whoever works for them. Pimps don't do that. Our pimp gonna pay a whole work for him. How? The benefit, the corporate motherfucker gonna list his benefit. And you gonna see if you like him or not. What fucking pimp do that? Well, we do that. Because you can see what the benefits are by how you got your hoe living. That bitch that's thinking about fucking with you, all she got to do is see what your hoe got. Do she have a car? Does she have her own apartment? Do she have furs? Do she have jewels? Do the bitch have, you know, my bitches had all that. And some. I'm just saying, man. You know, corporate pimping is just some shit suckers say because they can't really pimp. Corporate pimping, just like players, hustlers, gigolos, that's just names for motherfuckers that couldn't pimp. They tried it and they couldn't, so they made up some other fucking name. I'm just saying, man, I'm glad, in a way, I'm glad so many of you motherfuckers are trying to understand the game. Or at least trying to separate, you know, gains from idiotic shit. 929, what's up?
Hey, what's going on, OG?
Nothing, man. What's happening with you?
Everything's everything. This is Leslie from New York.
What's happening, Leslie? What's your question?
Excuse me, man. You know, it's a beautiful day. And I seen that you had a live show going on, so I thought I'd call in the show. Say what up to everybody. Support the course. I'm still doing the course. And I wanted to ask you if I could have action at the second half of the second course. You know, it's a wonderful thing. And I didn't really think it'd be surprising me much after the first course. But, you know, is it something I could, like, work out with you? You'd be able to send me an email or would I have to email you?
Look, brother. Let me make sure I heard you. You saying you trying to get the course or the rest of the course? Or, I didn't hear everything.
The updated version of the course.
What do you have?
I have the original course, and that's the first part of the 2019 version.
Okay, so you say you only got what, part one?
Part one, yes. It's a beautiful thing, man. Wonderful course.
Okay, just check this out. Listen, go to my doggone site, AskRosebud.com. Look at the shit. Look at the shit and see what you want. And in your email, let me know that we talk, and I'll work something out with you.
That's beautiful, man. How things are with you? I mean, how are things with you?
Everything is good, man. I got this show to do, man. I ain't got time to just chat. Okay, you guys. I mean, I love to chat, but I just don't have time to chat. I'm just saying. I read a lot of posts when I do go on fucking Facebook. And posts are all not necessarily politically correct. And, you know, some of the facts that people be talking about be absolutely ludicrous. But they be claiming they was in the game and left for greener pastures. Man, I mean, I don't believe that shit, but I can't call them a liar because they may have left for what they thought was greener pastures. Some motherfuckers have, you know, hella points, positive points to make in you know, I appreciate that shit, especially when you, you know, make it like you understand my position. 818, what's up, bro?
Say, what's up, Rosebud? This is Jay Mill. Hey, quick question.
What's happening, man?
Hey, what made you want to offer your male confidence course to help these fellas out?
What made me want to do it?
Yeah.
Well, you know, once I got out the game and I started writing and I was at home a lot and I was fucking having a lot of time, dudes were still on Facebook asking me shit. But everything they asked me was like they can't do it because they got lack of confidence. And somehow this friend of mine gave me this fucking self-help shit. And I only took it because I didn't want to say no to him because he was teaching me a lot about writing. One night I listened to that shit and I just thought of this confidence course. You just really, not what he was saying, but what he was saying, the way I interpreted, it just made me think of how come I don't do this kind of shit. Not, and then I don't really want to be a self-help guru or none of that shit. I want to be a teacher. That's what I went to school for. And it just came to me, man. Nigga, you can write this out, make it in a curriculum format, and you can teach this shit. And it took me about, I don't know, maybe 2 years to really get it to where I felt I could teach it, and then I did. That's it. What's your second question?
No, that's it, man. You know what I'm saying? So it was the challenge yourself, or it was like want to teach folks?
Listen. It ended up being what you just asked, challenging myself. It started out is that I didn't want to get a job. I didn't want to slave for some peck of wood. And, you know, I was just trying to figure out a way to make some money. But once I started doing it, I seen this could be real. That's where Sidewalk University came from. It is just growing.
Yeah, I dig that, man. You know what I'm saying? That's all I wanted to ask you, man.
All right, brother. Appreciate it. Good question. What I'm saying is when people understand, you know, my point, it's rewarding because most people don't understand my point. And you know, some people, they have good insights that defend them well, but I still don't go for them. You know, they point out several things that, you know, could have actually halted the problem when they talking, and this is what I be saying. You don't listen to what you're saying. When you're talking, all you do is hear yourself. You do not pay attention to what that bitch is responding, how she's responding, what her demeanor is, what her voice sounds like, how she's breathing. You don't watch any of that. You just talk. And this is what's fucked up because it's not in you. It's on you. If it was in you, you would be understanding what I'm saying. And you would stop that bullshit just talking. Because the things I'm saying is true. If you want it, it's really out there for you to get. But you can't expect somebody to give it to you. Who is going to give it to you because you asked? Jesus Christ. Other than that, every other profession will allow you to retire and go on to whatever the fuck you want to do in life except the 2P professions. A president can never truly get away from being a president. He will always be former president, whoever. And in the highest office in the land, that's a big thing for him to be known as. But a great pimp such as myself can never truly get away from my motherfucking reputation or the game because it's the highest hustling fucking game in the world. And let me tell you something, 90% of the motherfuckers is talking about this shit and say all the negative goddamn shit with all their goddamn opinions, they ain't even pimps. Why is it that the pimp game has so many experts who never even done it? Hoes or experts on prostitutes, they ain't never hoed. Dudes or experts on the pimp, they ain't never did no pimping. Will one of you square-ass motherfuckers answer that for me? You don't see me out here trying to tell you how to paint a house or be a machinist or a carpenter. I get so fucking offended by this shit. It's like you go to a doctor to start telling him where to cut you. You should let the professionals do their thing regardless of what it is. That's my motto. And all of you motherfuckers know so much about the game. And you really don't know shit. You should leave pimps to the pimps. And we'll leave running corporations to your motherfucking ass. Jealous, envious, punk motherfuckers. And you know what? Shit, I just checked my game tank. And I'm a little low. So shit, either. Well, maybe I have a drink. Cheers. But as I think about it, this might have to be a short video, man, because my game tank is low. And I checked back to, in my mind just now, I checked back to what I started talking about, and I really actually covered it all. So of all the shit and game that I've been spitting, only represents 1/8 of what I have to offer. Can you imagine what else is in store? You have to ask yourself, got some game? Do I want some? If you do, what I'm saying is, I ask the question. And it was such, thought it was nothing, but it was, you just don't know. This was the question. Which is better, a fake man or a fake woman? I got responses in both cases as far as who was better. But the fact of the matter is, if you make a choice, you're not thinking clearly. Is a fake leg better than a fake arm? I don't think so. But at least both of those motherfucking things have usefulness. What use is a fake man or woman? How could you include a fake man or woman in your plans or bring them into your space? If you think of shit in these terms, it becomes clear that they're equal. They both ain't shit. Both of them ain't worth a dime. And that is exactly why some of your partners will be or are in the pen. You don't think about shit like this. Fake bitches gonna get you in trouble one way or another. They gonna have you having to do something you ain't supposed to do. Or you gonna slap the shit out of the bitch for being a fake. Either way, you got problems. So, you either want this shit or you don't. You can't want it and think of the thing I just said and think you're going to avoid it. When you want it, and you think of shit, you think of shit like this, you automatically accept it. Because you ain't going no goddamn where. Excuse me, I got the hiccups. The only way you can have this game on the faith tip is if you can stand. Hey, the only way you can have this game on the faith tip is if you can stand in the rain and only half your body get wet. Now, if you can do that, you can fake this game, goddamn. I don't think, man, what if you motherfuckers can do? Back in the day, we motherfuckers had so many obstacles to catching bitches. Probably as many as you have today. The major difference is, you know, we had backbone. And we stood on our principles. And the principle was, I'm the goddamn prize. Shit. You today niggas don't have a clue as to how powerful that is to believe. If you don't believe you the prize, why should she? It's that simple. See, I don't mean simply remember the words and repeat them, as I know many of you motherfuckers do. When we were young, it was down. The massage parlor hoes were our enemies. Them and the call girls. They were just like these internet hoes. The hoes of the day who sit and wait for money. It was as disgusting then, and just as you see it today with this fucking internet is disgusting now. In the 70s and 80s, massage parlors, they were the shit for punk bitches. Man, them motherfucking bitches would fucking ride by the foot stompers and brag about not having to be on the streets, and some of the street hoes started trying to escape the rigors of the streets with that shit because they niggas was soft. And what I'm saying is the bitches be tired of getting fucked with and shit. Them niggas allowed them motherfucking bitches to get lazy. Those lazy fucking hoes would ride by bragging about not being on the streets. Then some of them hoes would bring that shit on to their man. Mine did, but we can't. Yes, you better go get with that nigga. Take your punk ass over there and choose that nigga, bitch, because I'm pinning. And shit, I ain't going for none of that goddamn Monty Hall shit. I ain't making no motherfucking deals. No telling what you motherfuckers would say today. You would probably try to help the bitch be on her periods like that nigga called about earlier. And those faggot call girls, oh my God. No telling what you motherfuckers would do if one of them motherfuckers tried to fuck with you. But them call girls and the massage parlor bitches, when they was out and, you know, they see some other girls and they couldn't speak to them. You know, they was like the band fake niggas. Chippy ass nigga, you can't fuck with some real pimps. You bitch, you can't sit here and kick it with some real hoes. They had enemies. If you motherfuckers would stand up and make these fucked up bitches meet your standards, well, correction, get some standards. Instead of being Rubbermaid and bending and twisting your pimp ass to do the shit this fucking bitch won't, if you would stop that, you would have her. You wouldn't have so many problems knocking these bras off. It's the same chance you take when you send your bra, be it by internet or the track. You niggas never think of this, but There is a rich motherfucker just waiting to find a hoe to take care of. That's all they want to do. Because they're going to take care of a little while, then find another. All of you motherfuckers are lucky. Because if that happens, you'd have one missing in action. Because none of you stand on the principles of having a hoe. There's principles. And if you don't have a hoe, the hoe is obligated to have you. Period. I don't know about you, man, but I don't like that kind of motherfucking shit with me. Bitch can't have me. I'm having the bitch. Okay, let's see what y'all talking about if I want to talk about it. I probably don't, but Fizz Fly Games, that shit is right in town. Okay, pro-black like a motherfucker. I wouldn't even entertain this when I didn't want to hear what she had to say. Get them those episodic treatments, they would plead for me just to answer. Okay, bro. Shout out to Royal Butter, bro. Thank you, bro. Thanks, bud. Don Coolio, what's happening, man? J. Mio, what's happening with you, bro? Shout out to Royal Butter, bro. Okay. Seattle Mouthpiece. 80s. Yeah, motherfucker, the 80s. I was living then. Seattle, man. I just want to know when was the last time you sent the bitch. I just told your fucking ass, Seattle Mouthpiece, whoever the fuck you are. You trying to drop a lug on me, but you scared. You scary ass nigga. I ain't scared. I tell you, I ain't seen a bitch in 20 years. 20 motherfucking years. Now, what the fuck you got to ask me now? Seattle Mouthpiece, you fucking punk. Some players, well, you guys are stupid. Some players are calling themselves pimps. Every motherfucker did that. Okay, you guys just speak and shit. You got to get it by being in the trenches. Game recognized game, the peas recognized tea. Just because you got a little game don't make you a P. Okay, Jamie, I'll go with that. I hit that game box. All I got to say, Mr. Roseboro, playing on player lacing up with some game, man, all the way up to the tip top. They shit. But as you used to do through the hoes, sometimes you got to make him pay, bro. Man, that's what's stay up. Great teach. Stay blessed. Okay, Ashley. Ashley! Okay. What's up, Cat? What's the Cash App? Oh, Cash App, $, Rosebud, 68 bitter dose. There it is at the bottom, bro. I thought it was there. American Pimp was a seed. Katie, fellas, is Bud, me and Real Pimp today. Shit, I'm late. But you motherfuckers are sick. This cut mumbling is going to say stay in their own lane. American Film was a classic. I love the OG. Ashley, this the best station, hands down. Dope info, well spoken. You can't get it this raw cut. Ooh, Ashley, how the hell you know that, girl? Shit, Ashley, you better be cool, Ashley, because you know if I see you saying something else that's dope, I'm seeing you. You saying that's dope. Ooh. Ashley, you know what? I'm dope. I'm heroin. Fuck with me 3 days, you're going to have a withdrawal. You're going to be motherfucking fucked up. You're going to be having to take me every day. I'll be the first to say I ain't no pimp, but the game is good to me in his name. Okay. So, you guys, it's kind of funny today. Is it tax write off pimp? Or give them some constructive pimp assistance. Boy, come on, man. Some Don Coolio thanks, baby. Give them a thoughtful social. Shit. This is about a choice, not a man. Okay. All right, you guys. I don't have much more today, man. You know what? What we gonna do is cut it short We gonna cut it short, and I'll hook you up with a couple hours. What's the day? Thursday, probably Saturday, or even tomorrow. It depends on how I wake up. You know, when I go to bed, I don't know what I'm gonna do when I wake up. You know why? Because nothing. You know, I don't live no organized type. Wake up at 8 o'clock. You know, eat breakfast and eat lunch at 12. I don't live that kind of life. I live the kind of life where I could be just now coming in right now from last night, and I could be finna get in the goddamn bed, and you're going to see me motherfucking turn my elbow up and hand me a drink. Well, no, it's too – it ain't bad now because it's 1 o'clock, but I'm, let's say it was 8 o'clock. I could have just been coming in, and you motherfuckers just see me having a drink. Damn, that nigga having a drink at 8 o'clock in the morning? Yeah, motherfucker, because I didn't go out. I didn't wake up. I didn't wake up at 10 o'clock last night, motherfucker. And then I went out and fucked around. So I'm just saying, man, don't look at what I do. Well, I guess you could look at what I do. Because I do it every motherfucking day. And it ain't getting a fuck by somebody seeing it. I smoke. I do everything bad for me. Let me tell you something, though. You ain't going to believe this. You ain't going to fucking believe this. My last physical. You guys see how I be drinking and smoking and all that shit. Motherfucker, you know, when I got through with all the shit, and I'm sitting in there waiting for this motherfucker to come tell me, you know, how I did. And the motherfucker come in, and he say, "Well, Jared, you did this and you took this test, and, man, motherfucker, I know what test I took. How did I do?" I didn't say that, but that's what I was thinking. And he said, whatever you're doing, just keep doing it. I said, huh? He said, "Your numbers are great." I wanted to tell that motherfucker. I drank all day. I smoked cigarettes. I smoked weed. I eat potato chips and ice cream in the motherfucking bed. I eat candy, fucking cupcakes and shit. That motherfucker would have prescribed me some pills and shit. So I didn't tell him none of that goddamn shit. I just walked out of there thinking, this shit is all bullshit. How this motherfucker gonna tell me that I'm perfect? As fucked up as I am. Fellas, go to the doctor. Don't get me wrong. Go to the motherfucking doctor. But you don't need no whole bunch of pills. I know you know everything they make pills for your body produce. And if you start taking pills, it's going to supplement what your body would normally be doing. Then your body going to stop doing it. Then you're going to be hooked on the pills. Not drug pills, even if it's vitamin C. You're just going to be hooked on it and taking it. Motherfucker taking 30 pills a day. Shit. I'm just saying, fellas, take care of your motherfucking self. Love who you have become and just chase who the fuck you want to be. I'm out. Ashley, askrosebud@gmail.com. Rosebud have 2 D's. Y'all be cool.
Your show will go live in 5 seconds. 4, 3, 2, 1. Long Sport Radio.
All right, y'all. Shit. We gonna try this shit with Blog Talk again. So y'all can call in. I don't know if it, oh shit, I ain't even got the phone for it. I don't know if it's gonna work right, but I think it is because I'm not using my roadmap. I mean my roadmap. Man, do I have something for you today? A lot of people don't realize what it takes to show that you got it. Now, I don't claim to be the shit, but I know I'm somewhere there. I'm somewhere there because I know I got it, I show it, and I walk. You know it because it's in my walk. It's in my beliefs. It's in the things I think because I got it. Shit. It's in in a way, we hold a motherfucker spellbound when we speak to him. And that shows that we have it. It's in our eyes. Because we got it. Come to my motherfuckers. It's in our fucking dress. It's in the different ways we smell because we got it. I mean, there's all kinds of ways to see you got it. It's something you can't figure out. But we got it. Motherfuckers like me have it. Now, what is it, you ask? What is in my fucking walk, my moves, my conversation, my eyes, my clothes, my smell? This knowledge is the way I utilize what I know in my everyday life. We have it. People like me have it because it's in us. It ain't on us. Sure, we had to go learn it. So we went out and learned it. It was on us at first. But we stayed down and it became a part of us. It was in us. What I'm saying is this. I long for the days that you didn't have to fucking ask some motherfucker what they do. Whatever it was, this fool represented it in the way he dressed. I had motherfucking gangster goddamn friends. And those niggas always had on loose clothing so they could hide their goddamn weapons. I had D-boy friends. And them fucking schoolboy looking niggas had so much money, it was pathetic. I mean, there was... I'm only just going to say it like this. When I came up, there were real men. Niggas who didn't scream shit. They ain't screaming a motherfucking thing. These motherfuckers were gentlemen to the max and didn't have a punk bone in their motherfucking body. And what I'm saying is real men had a conversation to match with any other person who wanted to talk. Hustler, politician, motherfucking police, whoever. And a nigga like me can defuse a problem with some fool and mad at me. I can defuse that shit with a couple of words. You see, I ain't scarred up. I ain't been shot as much goddamn shit as I thought. You can recognize a nigga like me by the look on my motherfucking face and the style of my goddamn hair. But mostly, and this is what we're going to talk about. It was the flair. It was the flair we had. We had a flair that really got us noticed. And you want to know what was so cold about it? We had women, these other motherfuckers playing dope boys or whatever, these other motherfuckers would die for to take care of. If only she would be with him. And they hated us because we had the bitches home. Paying us to be with us. Come on, man. I know you don't see a killer in that, but them dope boys say it. Them dope boys would still lay right arm. They had some of the bows we had. And if you look at it, you can see why Squares and other hustlers alike are so jealous of us. You got to understand, we are fucking monsters. We are, in the worst sense and in the best sense, we're monsters. We had a too cold name with no cups, no capes, no canes, just straight-laced game. That's where we was coming from. Now, I'm involved with other things. And coming, you know, check out Facebook, I check Facebook out sometimes, not much anymore. Most of the times, I just get depressed because I'm not bigger than Facebook, but I've outgrown it. It was a very important part of my life, but now these videos are the important part of my life. And SW is my life. It never fails. Some sucker, you know, want to lock horns with me about some shit.
Bella, what you doing?
And it's always about their version of the game. So what I'm saying is,
really?
Sometimes I entertain
you,
and it may seem like we have an argument or whatever.
I'm listening. If you see my video, I'm listening to it right now. I always look at it after I finish it. So I guess.
But it also never fails that the sucker had an invisible career.
Well, they're all good to me, but can you legally
try to match wit with me?
Yeah.
And you don't even have a career that's visible. You know, I have to explain that to this motherfucker. Because my shit stands for itself. So when the motherfucker gets stuck shit,
listen,
what you want? Another, you want a medal or a goddamn chest of pins on? See, right there, I just called him a punk. And he don't know. He just think I'm talking shit.
Like that. But
I'm just saying, man, you got to know how to do your thing. See, every person with a map
can
do just about any other shit, you motherfucker sisters. All you do is name cities and places. The only thing this motherfucker did was name some fucking streets that we built up.
Do you know how many times you said that
name,
and turn around, start cutting me out about something I'm saying on one of these fucking videos?
One of them only it really had.
No.
The one city he could name right in.
And you know you do.
But
can you just imagine about this shit?
So, like I say, sometimes I do it, sometimes I don't. But I was out there,
and I'm crazy
to hear a word from now one of them invisible motherfuckers. So, as I said, all of the statements
like
these motherfuckers make to me concerning what I do and who I am, I would imagine they're not trying to be politically correct.
I never watch any of my shit after the day I did it. But I'm not even watching this because I feel I said I always watch my fucking